السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أحدكم إذا مات أورد عليه مقعده بالغداة والعشي، إن كان من أهل الجنة فمن أهل الجنة، وإن كان من أهل النار فيقال هذا مقعدك حتى يبعثك الله إليه يوم القيامة. متفق عليه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created five worlds. Alam-e-arwah, the world of the soul. Alam-e-dunya, this very same world. Then Alam-e-barzakh, and then Alam-e-mahshar, where everybody will be gathered together, and then Alam al-Akhirah, the final abode, whether Jannah or Jahannam. And every Alam, every world is bigger than before. Like we were in Alam al-Ma'at, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, كُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثم إليه ترجعون. That you people were dead, alam arwah, amwat, only souls. For ahyakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you life through your mom. You came in this world. ثم يميتكم, after a certain age which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for you, 60, 70, 100, or 1 day or 2 hours, whatever, you will die. ثم يحييكم, ثم يميتكم, ثم يحييكم. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make you alive. This is second life, life after death, which we call the life in barzakh. ثم إليه ترجعون. And the finally, after the يوم القيامة, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide for you whether you entitled to go into Jannah or you will end up in hellfire. May Allah protect all of us. So this is the tartib and system of Almighty Allah. We were first in Alam Arwah, then through the birth we came in this world. And whatever life we have, we are going to pass that life. And then we will be transferred from this world to Alam-e-Barzakh, the inter-space, by death. Allah will cause it the death. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. And through the death, Allah will transfer us into the next world. Like from the Alam-e-Arwah, we transfer in this world by the birth. And from this world, we are going to transfer in Alam-e-Barzakh by the death. And then from the Alam-e-Barzakh, is Allah knows best how long it will be. And from there we will be transferred to Maidan-e-Arafat by the second trumpet, which will be blown by Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam. So the period of Alam-e-Barzakh starts from the death from the our body depart from the our soul depart from the body till the second trumpet will be blown. And from Maidani Hashar we will go into the final abode with Adami Akhira through the Iman, or a person will end up into Jahannam, Kuffar, Mushrikeen, Munafiqeen, because of the Kufr and Shirk and Nifaq. Now, what is Alam-e Barzakh? Barzakh is actually derived from the Persian word. Like we say Baraks, upper world. So Barzakh was originally a Persian word. And there are some words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilized in the Holy Quran, which is the foreign words. But for the understanding of the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilized it somehow. So this barzakh, all I explain, is one of those words. What does it mean? The barzakh means barrier, partition, interspace, divider. And there are so many, like in another verse in the Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبقيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. So this is the sea points, two different oceans or seas. They flow together, but it's a different water. One side is a salty water, other side is fresh water, or one side is cold water, other side is the warmer water. So there are few places in the world where these two oceans or two seas flow together, but there is a barrier in between. This water does not mix with the other water. Otherwise the water can mix very easily. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Qudrat and power put the barrier and partition, some kind of curtain, Allah knows best, hijab. Because of that, water is flowing together, but it's not getting mixed up. Alhamdulillah, there are few places I've seen with my own eyes in the South Africa, Cape Town, Sea Point, where the Atlantic Ocean and Indian Ocean come together. One side is warmer water, other side is colder water, and you can see with your naked eyes, differentiate two different colors of the water. Another sea point I have seen in Istanbul, where the Black Sea and Marmara Sea, Mediterranean, they also, you know, flow together, and you can see from the boat or wherever you go nearby it. And Alhamdulillah, this is the sign in Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that water doesn't get mixed up with each other. This is the Qudrat. So what I'm trying to say, Barzakh means partition. Barzakh means a barrier between the two things. So when a person dies, when his soul departs from the body, it goes up. And when a person is buried in the grave, then the soul comes back into the body. And there is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Hadrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innal 'abda idha wudi'a fi qabrihi wa tawalla 'anhu ashabuhu innahu la yasma'u qara'an 'alayhim. When a person is died and is buried into the grave, and his people, his relatives and friends go away, wa tawalla 'anhu, after the burial, innahu la yasma'u qara'an 'alayhim, he can hear in the qabr, in the grave, the footsteps of those people who are going away from the grave. He can hear that. The people are leaving me alone and now they are going away from me. Then atahu malakani. That's the time the souls come back into the body. Whether after 2 days, 3 days, sometimes the mayyat is in the mortuary because of some reason is not getting burial permit and is lying there for 3-4 days or waiting for somebody. And then eventually they are buried. So all this period, soul is upstairs. The moment a person is buried into the grave, that moment the souls come back into the body, and Malakani, the two angels, the name of two angels are Munkar and Nakir. Munkar and Nakir. So these two angels come and for Yukidanihi, and they make him sit into the grave. Because grave is a 3x6. You cannot stand into the grave. It's so tiny hole, you know. Whether a person is millionaire, billionaire, he has 6-bedroom house, palace. When you go to the cover, is same size. Cover is same size for everybody. Right? So the Malakani Fayuqidanihi, they make him sit in the grave. Fayaqulani, and they ask famous three questions, as we know, Marrabuka Madinuka Matkuru Lihada Rajul. But in this particular hadith, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrated only one question, that angels will ask, ma kuntu taqulu fi hadha ar-rajul li Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do you say about this personality? It says the picture, the photo of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be shown to that person, and will be asked question, what do you know or what do you say about this personality? Fa'amma al-mu'minu, if a person dies on iman, his last word from the depart of this dunya is kalma la ilaha illallah on his lip, he will say, فَيَقُولُ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, I bear witness, I testify that he is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is the messenger of Allah. This is the question he's going to pass his test. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ, the voice came from the heaven, انظر إلى مقعدك من النار, now look at your place. Allah has created for everyone two places. One is in Jahannam and other is in Jannah. When he passed the test, he answered all three questions correctly. Then angels will show him first the place into the hell.